You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for another week of prayer. To start today, I want us to take a moment to consider the question, how's self-care looking for us these days? Regardless of where you stand in the world right now, life is stressful. We're working. Working from home, working for a more just society, working on ourselves, and doing all of that in the midst of a global pandemic. I don't care who you are, that is hard. And that's why I want you to check in with yourself today. As we turn our hearts towards prayer, consider, how's self-care looking? How well are you caring for yourself in this time? I believe we all have keystone habits, practices that if we're doing those, the rest of our life seems to just fall in line a little bit more easily. For me, running is one of those habits. Ask Joel, he'll tell you. I am a much happier person when I'm running regularly. I used to run long distances. I ran a marathon, trained for half marathons. But in this season of high stress, I found my body can only handle maybe 2 to 3 miles a day of actual running. My self-care is running and not pushing through my limits. For many years, journaling was a big part of my life, and I kind of let that slide. I would journal in fits and starts, but nothing consistent until COVID life began. And suddenly, I felt myself pulled back into journaling as a means of self-care. I found it helpful to carve out space daily for reflection. Personal reflection, reflection on this moment in history. It's helpful to put words to things, to get the feelings and emotions out of my head, to articulate the knots that I feel in my stomach and in my throat. And journaling tends to do that for me. When I think about my self-care, something I know is it's difficult for me to ask for help when the help will only benefit me. I'm great if I'm trying to get help organized for others or for an organization, but help for just me? That's tough, and that's a growing edge for me in self-care these days, recognizing what I need and trusting others enough to share those needs in a way that makes me vulnerable, in a way that risks rejection. So that's some of what self-care looks like on me these days, and self-care looks different on different people. One of the things I love is we see self-care modeled in the life of Jesus. He regularly went out into the wilderness to be alone. He regularly spent time in prayer. He made sure he and his disciples ate when they were hungry. He was not afraid to ask his friends to help with practical needs. So, as we turn toward prayer today, take a moment, look into your heart, mind, body. What do you need? What is your soul, your body hungry for? How are you caring for yourself at this time? How do you want to be caring for yourself at this time? And here's one last question for you. Do you believe God cares for you? That question is where we'll focus our prayer today. We're going to practice a prayer of consideration based on Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6. And we get to sit with the question, do I believe that God cares for me? When we use a prayer of consideration, generally we pray with a passage, attending to where our attention is drawn, noticing words or ideas that attract or repel us. We notice what rises in us as we consider the passage, in this case, Jesus' words. And we let the Holy Spirit guide our prayer. For this time of prayer, I recommend an attentive posture, one that allows you to be both alert and receptive. Go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Go ahead, take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. As you continue to breathe, I want you to center yourself in God's loving presence. Opening yourself to the truth that our great God has been with you all this day long. See if you can relax into that today. Relaxing your heart, relaxing your mind, relaxing your body. With each breath, trusting in God's love for you. Continuing to breathe into that love, we turn our minds and our hearts towards Jesus' words in Matthew 6. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You have little faith. So do not say, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. As this passage is read again, welcome all that rises in you, considering it, offering it to Jesus in conversation, trusting the Holy Spirit is guiding your prayer. Matthew 6. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not reap. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, and all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In these next 10 minutes, allow your prayer to continue to unfold, resting in God's great love for you, noticing how you feel as you consider God's care. And sharing all of that with Jesus. As you're ready, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and exhale. And on this next breath, I want you to breathe in all the gratitude you can towards our great infinite God. And as you exhale, allow specific people and experiences to come into your heart for which you are truly grateful. Just continue to breathe into that gratitude for just a few more moments. And as you're ready, you can bring your attention back to the space that you're in. And I want to close our prayer with a prayer from John Futrell. Lord, give me the grace to labor with you without seeking myself, to live the kingdom in its full reality. Lord, give us the grace to labor with you without self-seeking, to live the kingdom in its full reality. And together we say, amen. Friends, thank you so much for praying with me today. My hope is that you will carry our great God's care for you, our great God's love for you in your heart throughout this week. And allow yourself to continue to be impacted and guided by the reality you are always in God's loving presence. For those of you who are part of our gathering community, I miss you so much. Please know that I think of you often, I pray for you regularly, and I will be so glad when this pandemic is over and we can be together again. I love you. I trust you are loving one another well. And I will look forward to being with you again soon.